Hi and welcome to Let's Talk Practice Education, Learn Your Way, the podcast of the NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde Corporate Practice Education Team. Listen in to hear what's happening with education locally. Let us keep you up to date to support you in your professional development and revalidation requirements. Tune in every week and listen to stories and conversations to inspire you and support you in maintaining a quality learning environment. Hi and welcome to episode 5 of Let's Talk Practice Education. My name is Sharon Gardner and I'm one of the PEFs from Acute Services in NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde, and today I'm going to spend the next 10 minutes talking to you about transition of mentors and sign-off mentors to the new NMC roles of Practice Supervisor and Practice Assessor, as outlined in the NMC Standards for Student Supervision and Assessment. So to recap, in previous podcasts, we had my colleagues Alison and Maria speak about the new NMC standards, and this was followed by Eileen talking about the new NMC proficiency skills and annexes. And then we've had Heather Lyle, who gave us an overview of the standards for student supervision and assessment. And in our last podcast was guest speaker Evelyn Strachan, who's the lead for practice learning at Glasgow Caledonian University, and she spoke to us about the new student practice assessment document. So I'm going to bring all that together today and talk to you about how, as mentors and sign-off mentors, you will transition to the new roles of practice supervisor and practice assessor. So the first thing to consider is, what do we mean by transition and what is the transition process? We know that the NMC have withdrawn the roles of mentor, sign-off mentor, practice teacher and registered teacher, and have introduced the roles of practice supervisor, practice assessor and academic assessor. But for this podcast, I'm going to focus only on mentors and sign-off mentors transitioning to the practice supervisor and practice assessor roles. So transition is the process of recognising that, as a mentor or sign-off mentor, you already have the knowledge, the skills and the experience that will be directly transferable to the new NMC roles. Now, before COVID-19, we were planning a programme of transition workshops throughout NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde to support mentors and sign-off mentors with this transition process. But with the restrictions currently in place, that's obviously not possible. So the transition process is going to be that of professional self-assessment. The onus is on you, as a registered professional, to undertake a reflective self-assessment of your knowledge, skills and experience as a mentor and map them against the roles of practice supervisor and practice assessor. But we recognise that you'll have some questions and we'll need some more information before you complete this self-assessment. And that's why we're asking you to review some key documents. The first one is the NMC Standards for Student Supervision and Assessment. And that's what's replaced the current mentorship standards, and they set out the NMC's expectations on how students are supported, supervised and assessed in the practice environment. And that was what one of our chefs, Heather Lyle, spoke about in more detail in episode 3. The next two documents we're asking you to review were developed as a result of the work of the Scottish Future Nurse and Midwife Programme Board, and they give guidance for the implementation of the new roles. They are the National Framework for Practice Supervisors, Practice Assessors and Academic Assessors, and also the National Practice Learning Handbook for Practice Supervisors and Practice Assessors. And you can find links to all three documents and also to other educational resources mentioned in this podcast by searching for Future Nurse on our web pages at www.nhsggc.org. there's other educational resources available to support you with the transition process. The NMAP Practice Education team have produced a narrated PowerPoint that gives you an overview of the new NMC standards of proficiency and the standards for student supervision and assessment. And an interim practice supervisor and practice assessor resource has been made available to support you with any areas you've identified that you need to develop in order to complete the transition process. And this resource can be found in the NESS Supervision and Assessment webpage, but will be available as an online module on the TURAS Learn website at a later date. The resource is made up of 6 units for you to work through at your own time, each with self-directed learning activities, and you can dip in and out of these resources as you need to if you need any additional support with transition. And this resource will also form the basis of practice supervisor and practice assessor preparation in the future. And you can always contact your local PEF or chef, who'll be more than happy to support you with the transition process. So what are the main changes for you as a mentor as you transition to these new roles? As a mentor, you will transition to both roles of practice supervisor and practice assessor. You just can't be both to the same student. And we're asking you to undertake a reflective self-assessment on your current knowledge, skills and experience that you have in the mentor role, and to align this to the roles of the practice supervisor and practice assessor. Let's first consider the role of practice supervisor and reflect on your current mentor skills and experience. When you think about it, as a mentor, you're a role model to the student. You support them and guide them through learning experiences. You facilitate learning opportunities for them, and that includes any reasonable adjustments the student might need. You also know what learning opportunities are available for students in your area. You provide pastoral support, you teach them, and you give them feedback. None of that is going to change with the role of the practice supervisor. The main difference is that the giving and recording of feedback for the student will be even more important. It will be your responsibility as the practice supervisor to record regular feedback on the student's progress towards the required standards. As the practice assessor for that student will rely on this evidence to support the assessment process. As a practice supervisor, you will be contributing to the student's assessment process, but the final summative assessment for each placement will be conducted by the student's practice assessor. We often get asked, why has the mentor role changed and split into these two separate roles? It's well documented in the nursing literature that there can be conflict between the mentor and the assessor role. And mentors have a huge responsibility for support and education and assessment of students. So by separating the two roles, it should enhance the validity and reliability of assessment, as feedback is coming from a wider range of sources, and this can also reduce the bias and make the assessment more objective. So let's consider the role of the practice assessor. In this role, the other main change for you is that as a nominated practice assessor for the student, you'll not be required to work with them in the way that you've been used to as a mentor. You'll create opportunities to observe them in practice to help inform your assessment decisions. As practice assessor for a student, you'll be responsible for conducting reliable and evidence-based assessments to confirm achievement of programme outcomes. And this includes all assessment decisions on conduct, proficiency and achievement. To help you complete a reliable assessment, you'll need to consider a range of evidence. Examples of this will include your direct observation of the student, communication with and feedback from practice supervisors and anyone else who may be involved in the education of the student, communication with the academic assessor, and the student's practice assessment document, which will include evidence like their self-reflections and feedback from practice supervisors, service users and carers. As a practice assessor, you'll raise in response to concerns regarding student conduct, competence and achievement. And this hasn't changed, as you've been doing that as a mentor anyway. But assessment is always at risk of being subjective, and as the practice assessor, you need to be prepared to challenge feedback when you have concerns that it might not reflect the actual proficiency of the student. And that's where the leadership element to the assessor role comes in, as there's accountability in the role for decisions made on the evidence presented. And it's vital that there's open and honest discussion about the assessment process. And we know that challenging colleagues can be very sensitive. So to finish off, this podcast is just one of many resources available to you as mentors and sign-off mentors to support you with transition to the new NMC roles of practice supervisor and practice assessor. And please visit our web pages to find out more. Search for Future Nurse on www.nhsggc.org or contact your local PEF or CHEF. Thanks for listening, and remember, we want to hear about any subjects you would like us to talk about. Visit our podcast website on www.letstalkpracticeeducation.podbean.com or email us on letstalkpracticeeducation@ggc.scot.nhs.uk. You can also follow us on Twitter at NHSGGCPEFs.